every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Tuesday here on the show. And you know what that means. We got NXT Homecoming to talk about here tonight. A lot of matches announced for the show. And some appearances by former NXT stars have just been announced. We'll tell you about that. Plus, AEW has September to Remember, a three-hour block of Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. We have got a lot of shows coming up and a lot of changes. We got some injuries to get into as it pertains to all of this. We got some ticket sale notes. How are these shows doing? We got some ratings notes. The streak is over when it comes to, you know, having a lineup for an AEW show and it helping the rating. That ended with Collision, let me tell you. We've also got the CMLL anniversary show this Friday night, which you can now watch on Triller. At actually a very, very good price. We'll tell you about that. AAA has got a show coming up with Dominic on it. We got SmackDown ratings and plenty more. Of course, we got Raw to talk about as well. The go-home show for WrestlePalooza. So we will tell you about that here today. And Lance will join us. And apparently it's Black Tank Top Day, he says. It's going to be 90-something here in Seattle today. So it's hot here in September. Rare 90-degree day. So we're gonna barrel on through as we always do. But a lot to talk about here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Now, our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ints 11-1, select models only.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Lance, what's your schedule for the week?
I'm fairly wide open all week. I don't have another work travel day until Victory Road in Edmonton, which I get to drive to. I'm quite excited.
Well, that sounds exciting. It's nothing more exciting than driving to Edmonton.
It's way better than 2-3 hour flights and a connection.
What's the weather like? Necessitated you wearing a black tank top today.
I think it's only supposed to be mid to high 70s today, but we've been in the mid 80s most of the week. I guess most of last week since it's Tuesday, but for quite a while now.
All right. Before we get going, I just got to address one thing here. I don't even know why this got brought up in the chat, but someone just asked, what has Tony Khan ever done for wrestling?
Wow.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see. Well, I don't know. He says he asked it on X. Maybe he was just doing it as an experiment, but the guy's, you know, provided like hundreds and hundreds of people a living for the last 5 years. So I consider that a pretty important
and
thing.
And completely improve the pay structure for
the
entire industry, or at least the wrestlers of the industry.
Yeah. That's kind of a crazy question to ask, if we're being honest here, and I am. All right, homecoming is tonight, and there's been additions and subtractions. So they've added Bobby Roode, Bianca Belair, Sami Zayn, and William Regal, all appearing on the show. And then we have a change, which is the Rhea Ripley, Tiffany Stratton, and Stephanie versus JC, Fallon, and Jasmine. That match has been changed. Tiffany is off the show as a result of, I presume, a concussion suffered on Friday when she did a moonsault off the post and like hit the back of her head on the ground. And she is being replaced in that match.
Wasn't it a front flip dive off the top, not a moonsault?
No, it was a moonsault and she over-rotated. It was weird.
I saw a front flip clip that she landed on her butt and potentially banged the back of her head.
Pretty sure it was the moonsault.
Either way.
In fact, I'm positive it's the moonsault because I have the animated GIF right here. And anyway, she has been replaced in that match. And I forgot who because our front page report has her still in the match, which is not true. So who's replacing her? It's, help me out here. Rhea, Stephanie, and, oh, Lyra. Lyra's replacing her. Then we've got Ethan Page, Tyler Breeze for the North American title. Yes, Tyler Breeze, Lance.
I'm familiar with him.
He's back, and he immediately got a championship match. Maybe you should come back for homecoming and get a title match of some sort.
No. And since I've never worked there, the homecoming gimmick doesn't really work for me.
All right. Then we've got Charlotte and Alexa against Izzy and Tatum for the tag titles.
You mean Tizzy?
Tizzy, yes. Tizzy. Trick and Carmelo versus Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. It's going to be fascinating to see who gets cheered. We got the Grayson Waller effect with Oba Femi and Ricky Saints. And has noted all of those different appearances. So a big episode of Homecoming tonight, as well as a very big episode of Dynamite tomorrow, because tomorrow is their September to Remember 3-hour block. And they've got 10 things announced for tomorrow's show.
At least 7 of them are matches.
Astounding.
Like, a big lineup.
Young Bucks versus Gun Club in an all-out tag title match qualifier. Luchasaurus and Kip Sabian against Jet Speed in a qualifier. Top Flight versus Josh Alexander and Hechicero in a qualifier. Tekla and Queen Aminata is no holds barred, so we can all say a prayer. We've got the Beast Mortos versus Mascara Dorada in a unified title match qualifier. So they have a show this weekend that that Mascara Dorada was advertised for. But they pulled him from the advertising and replaced him with the Beast Mortos. Because one of them is not going to be able to make the pay-per-view. So that's kind of a spoiler. Although the real spoiler is the Beast Mortos being in the match because he never wins. We also got Bobby Lashley and Toa Leona, which will be astonishing to watch because they did a brawl on Wednesday last week with the Hurt Syndicate against Ricochet's crew. And it was a match followed by a brawl. And Shelton Benjamin did a job. MVP took a beating afterwards. And Bobby Lashley didn't sell one thing for Toa Leona. Now they're having a match together. We got Roderick Strong and Jon Moxley. We got FTR face-to-face with Copeland and Cage. We got a Tony Storm feature. And we have Riho versus Robin Renegade. Now, Riho has been out for like a year. And she came back last Wednesday. And she kind of pretty much looked terrible in the match. And I saw online, oh, Riho's hurt again. No, she's not hurt. She's wrestling Robin Renegade on Wednesday. She just looked terrible in the match. So I'm glad they're getting her in the ring to try to, you know, get back in ring shape by this weekend. Do the best we can.
And did you see on social media, apparently Dax made the statement that he will retire if they don't win against CNC
what?
In Toronto?
No, he didn't. Are you kidding me?
I saw a post.
Let me look on here. That would be preposterous. Why would you do that? If you did that stip, why would you do that stip? And then why would you do it on Twitter?
All well, right. Again, a promise and a stip are two different things.
All right, what's he got?
As we've learned.
Let's see.
He was just arguing with somebody, I believe.
I can't find out because Dax FTR has blocked you.
Blocked you. Probably not me.
Blocked me. Anybody, if you can find the tweet, let me know. Dax of all people blocked
me. Maybe you need to be nicer. Actually, you constantly put over how
good
they
are. Are you kidding me? God. He got mad at me for something. I don't even remember. But, like, it would have been literally the probably only negative thing I ever said about him and FTR.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, though? If everybody keeps getting mad at you, they may not be the problem.
No, it means I'm great. I'm good at my job. That's what it means. All right. Anyway, that's coming up. That's coming up Wednesday. So Dynamite, the 3-hour Dynamite, they got 3,000 tickets out, 3,400 seats set up. So they'll sell out. This is London, Ontario. Then All Out is at 10/8/18, according to WrestleTix. They got about 1,300 tickets out. And WrestlePalooza is at 11/1/53, and they got about 1,200 tickets out. So pretty much I think everything's going to sell out. And, you know.
Did you say WrestlePalooza has 1,200?
12,427.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yes. Well, that's the setup. They got 11,153 out.
Okay, that makes far more sense.
And then I got to mention this because the number just came in. Collision on Saturday, which was another one of those shows where they had like a big lineup. They had a big lineup announced in advance, and I've been keeping track. And so far, every time they have had a big lineup in advance, they've done a decent number. That streak ended on Saturday. 235,000 viewers and a .05. Down 22% from last week, and viewership down 30% in 18 to 49. So that show died a violent death. And I actually liked the show with the exception of the stuff with the Acclaimed, which I thought was, if we're being honest, it was terrible. But other than that, it was a good show. But that is not a good number at all. When we get quarters, I guess we'll find out what happened.
The Acclaimed's going to block you now, too.
Well, I mean, God. I've done nothing but put over when they used to be the Acclaimed. So maybe they can unblock me when they reform. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we just got these quarters from Brandon Thurston. I mean, the story with Collision is just no one watched it when it started. I mean, they didn't have a lot of... It was, like, steady the entire way through. So, you know, I mean, especially the 18 to 49 is like a freaking straight line. So this was a show where I don't know if it was the People boxing. I don't know if it was... I guess it was a Notre Dame night game. Whatever it was, a lot of people decided they weren't watching Collision, and the sickos tuned in. And if you want the bottom, I think this is it. 0.05 and 200 whatever thousand
people
viewers.
Out enjoying the dying days of summer, perhaps.
I don't think so. I think they were watching that game and boxing. That's what they
yeah,
were
there
doing.
You go.
All right. I don't know if you listened to Observer Radio last night, but Dave and I, mostly myself, although also Dave, were trying to figure out how the heck do you see this thing on Saturday, this WWE show? Because it's not on ESPN. It's on some app, and there's like different names, and if you go to ESPN, they call it different things. And Philip here just says, not sure how it works on other devices, but I notice ESPN streaming on my laptop doesn't let me rewind live streams. It just plays when you join the stream live, which would mean like if you showed up an hour late for the pay-per-view, you can't start from the beginning. You just got to watch it from there.
We know how much you love that.
Oh, my God, brother. They better figure this crap out. I am so sick of these streaming services that can't get their stuff together.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine in the States, and he was trying to figure the ESPN app out and was having zero luck and was not happy with it.
Well, I mean, they first off, the WWE says it's you can watch it on ESPN. And they're like, if you got ESPN, you can get it. And that's not true. There's like a list of providers. And, like, I guess they're calling it ESPN Unlimited. But no matter where you go to find ESPN Unlimited, they take you to ESPN Plus, which is not ESPN Unlimited. And I think that it's all just through the ESPN app, which is what I used for ESPN Plus. So, you know, there was that big argument that Dave and I had about AEW moving that pay-per-view from being head-to-head. Like, I more than ever think they should have left it head-to-head. Because I think there's going to be a lot of fans on Saturday night that are ready to watch some WWE, and they ain't going to be able to figure it out. And if they do figure it out, they're going to be upset that they got to pay another $30 on top of it. And I don't know.
Go to the theater, brother. How much are they charging at the theater, do you know?
I don't know, but I know you want to talk about the theater. Why don't you talk about that, and I'll look it up.
Well, I don't know if I really wanted to talk about it as much as I'm curious, because I find it very odd that you would debut on a new service, a service that's paying you a boatload of money, and you would also debut it in another venue that could effectively you're counter-programming your own programming by giving people a chance to watch it at the theater rather than ESPN, because I would think that... after getting paid however many billions of dollars they did from ESPN, you would want all your fans there. Those who don't listen to Stephanie's podcast and found out that it's just way easier to get a VPN and watch it on Canadian Netflix.
Well, I don't think this is going to affect it at all because it's now Tuesday. I did this a week ago. It's now Tuesday. And in my area, there are, where's my pen? In my area, there's three theaters. I'm talking like in this large area, not Bothell. I'm talking going all the way north to Marysville or whatever. There's three theaters. And as of today, so I got my pen here. We're gonna do some addition.
Oh, God. No, help us, everyone. Brian's doing math.
No, this is going to be easy. Oh, my God.
But even while you do the math, have you ever purchased a movie theater ticket in advance before? Because I never have.
I did for Plan 9 from Outer Space because I was worried it was going to be sold out.
Found out that was not necessary. But because I've only ever gone to the theater, bought a ticket, and went in and sat down. So, although I did once, WWE, I think it was during the invasion, before we actually started the invasion. I could be wrong on the time frame, but it was with WWE. I was sent to the theaters at Chinook Mall to do an appearance before one of the pay-per-views started. And it did like a live Q&A at the theater before they started playing a WWE pay-per-view back when those were available in theaters.
Okay, so the only theaters in my area are Everett, which is 30 minutes away, Monroe, which is 40 minutes away, and Auburn, which is near Seattle, which is 40 minutes away. And of all of those, they have currently sold 17 tickets.
What about Seattle proper?
I think there are no theaters in Seattle proper that are showing it. Okay. Because this is worth showing in this area. So, no, I do not anticipate this taking a big bite, a big chunk out of...
It'll take dozens and dozens of viewers away.
It could literally take dozens of viewers away nationwide. All right, well, I downloaded the ESPN app. And, of course, now I can't find it on my phone. Why is this so hard? I'll search for it again. Now I'm going to click it, and it crashes. Cool app, bro. So we're going to do this on the air. Go to the App Store.
ESPN. It's nice because in Canada, we just have to open up Netflix, and we get everything.
All right, ESPN. Yeah, every time I open it, it crashes. My ESPN app doesn't even work on my phone.
Sweet.
And my phone, I believe, is updated.
Let's gonna be see. A lot of unhappy people on Sunday.
Actually, maybe it needs to be updated. Yeah, I guess it does. Should I update it now? Do I need my phone?
I don't think you need your phone.
All right.
I probably do,
but I need to do this for the people. All right, so we're going to update this phone right now. We'll find out if this fixes my ESPN app. Because if I can't even get on the ESPN app, I mean, that's a problem now, isn't it? Now, I got another...
It'd be tough to review the show if you can't.
Yeah, what did Phil? I think Phil sent me a new update, but now I can't find where his email is. Maybe I shouldn't have updated my phone. Where is that? Oh, I think he texted me. Let's see. All right, just tried streaming on my smart TV. It does allow me to rewind and fast forward and start from the beginning. So apparently you can do it on your TV, your smart TV, but not your phone. So that's that. All right, let's see what else we got. Now I got to do everything on the computer here. I shouldn't have updated my phone, but I'm determined.
Barrel on through, brother.
I'm determined to figure out how this thing works because I'm going to need to deal with it. All right, there we go. Okay, also, CMLL has their anniversary show this Friday, and it'll be CMLL 96th anniversary show. It is MJF versus Mystico for the CMLL World Light Heavyweight title, which he's calling the world title, but it's actually not. And you can watch this in two different ways. If you're paying for the CMLL YouTube, where it's like TNA Plus or whatever, you know, you can watch all the shows, they charge $34.99 a month for that CMLL on YouTube. So they got some sickos buying that thing. So you can either watch it through the YouTube channel, or if you don't want to subscribe every month, you can actually now get it on Triller, for $19.99, which for the anniversary show, that's not bad. So,
now, more importantly, because I'm a numbers guy.
Uh-oh.
What's the weight class? Because I looked up on
Wikipedia,
and the heaviest guy to ever hold the championship is a buck 85.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
So I'm guessing MJF is not in the weight class.
Oh, God, it's going to take 24 minutes to just download this iOS.
Oh, yeah, there's a big update. I don't think I've got it yet.
Well, maybe that's why my ESPN doesn't work. Maybe everyone on Saturday, you better update your phones, everybody, or your iPads or whatever, or you're going to be in trouble. I guess I can use my phone for a while the thing downloads.
There's probably a degree of irony with me complaining about MJF not being in the weight class, considering I wasn't in the weight class when I won the WCW Cruiserweight title either. But hey.
That's right.
Although I complained about that to the office when it happened. So hey.
SmackDown on Friday, 1.3 million, which was down 15%. The 18 to 49 is a 0.37, down 27%. So, just looks like another bad weekend for wrestling. That sucks. But what can you do? All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk the Raw report. And what did you think of the show in general?
There were pluses and minuses for me. I get fixated on small details.
No.
In case anyone is unaware, I have a... odd obsession with small details, but there was some good on the show.
All right, well, we'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This is interesting.
What?
Just looking at, we had that caller the other day, Derpy, talking about how a lot of content creators are concerned because viewership has changed on YouTube. So I went up and checked ours, and ours is actually way, way, way up. So I'm going to send that to Tony and find out if he knows what the heck's going on. Not Tony Khan, by the way. Let me see this here. It's kind of interesting. He says, like, a lot of people are really concerned.
Because their numbers are dropping?
Yeah. So that's at least good.
Well, it's good that yours are going up, but not good that others are dropping necessarily.
Yeah, but I mean, it's up quite a bit. It's kind of weird. Guess we'll find out what's going on. All right, the Raw show opened up. What do you think of this Uso storyline throughout the show?
The little detail of Jimmy originally turning down LA Knight to be the good brother, and then his brother telling him he has to do it and him changing his mind, I thought that was the best part of the show. I thought that was a really good way of allowing Jimmy to be the 100% good guy in this situation and still team with LA Knight. So I thought that was a great detail, having him turn down LA on his own because he wants to be a good brother. And then with Jimmy not being a good brother, him going, screw you, you don't tell me what to do, I'm going to do it anyway. I thought that was a great detail and made me so much more interested in the angle. And when they deliver a match that gets to a finish with only the people who are in the match involved, I consider that a clean finish and was very happy with it.
Well, it opened up with these guys showing up, and then LA and Jay immediately get into a brawl, and Adam Pearce tells them they need to meet in his office. We had a John Cena segment, which this guy's one of a kind. What a promo this guy cut.
And I didn't like it.
Why not?
I find the last real champion absurd. Well, it was a heel gimmick when he said he was going to ruin wrestling by taking the championship away so that it would destroy the lineage, ruin the wrestling business, and there would be no more real champions. And now, as a babyface, he's still claiming to be the last real champion. Like, that is completely insane to me. The idea made sense when he was a heel and wanted to ruin the business. But since they're not even acknowledging that he was a heel that tried to ruin the wrestling business, what is the benefit of saying he's the last real champion? Is Cody not a real champion? I thought Cody was important.
Well, it is a weird term. But he did say it's not even about a belt, being the face of the company. It's just about leaving the company better than it was when you got there. Maybe you could find a better term than the last real champion.
So why do we care about belts and championships then if that doesn't matter?
I thought this was a good promo. So anyway, it was all about Brock on Saturday. He noted that his jorts were stronger than Lesnar's jeans, which was one of the highlights of SmackDown when Brock did that move and ripped his jeans and then managed to turn himself babyface because his pants were ripped.
I once, and thank goodness it was in the afternoon and cameras were rolling, but it didn't broadcast. I had the Snap-on tearaway warm-up pants on with just my bikini briefs on underneath them, and getting in the ring in the afternoon to walk through a spot, I stepped on the cuff, and as I stepped into the ring, completely stepped out of my pants completely.
We had Adam Pearce arguing with Jay in L.A., and L.A. said, listen, I just want to take this Braun and Braun out tonight. And Pierce said, all right, well, you need to get a partner. And L.A. says, I got just the person. It's Jimmy Uso. And Jay is not happy. So we had Lyra and Roxanne which was a good match. Raquel tried to get involved, but she got ejected. So we had a clean finish, which was Lyra hitting the Nightwing. And then the heels jumper afterwards, and Bayley runs down to make the save. And she clears the ring. And then she has a stare down with Lyra, and she's looking angry and mean, like she's going to attack her. But then she grabs her head, she hears the voices, and she starts running around ringside, hugging everybody, doing the old Bayley gimmick. And then later in the show, she flipped her lid as a heel on Lyra, and the announcers were caught off guard. So basically, she's Mankind. She's got a split personality gimmick. She's a babyface and a heel at the same time, which is definitely something to do.
It is something to do. I did find it odd in the match, and I don't understand why you would do that. They gave the heel the clean visual pin early in the match. It seemed odd to me to tell the story that the babyface would have been beat completely clean.
Yes, there is that. But what actually happened is I will say, and it's actually both AEW and WWE, they're doing like long-term slow storytelling. And that spot was actually to build up the Roxanne-Raquel breakup for down the road, because Roxanne had the pin, but it was Raquel's fault that the referee wasn't there. And they didn't call any attention to it, but it was absolutely done for that reason, because they're going to... there's going to be a Judgment Day split when
Liv comes back.
When Liv comes back. We had Io and Stephanie having a meeting, and Asuka and Kairi showed up, and Asuka volunteered Kairi to face Stephanie tonight. Kairi was not thrilled, but she accepted it. So then LA meets with Jimmy, asked him to be the partner, and Jimmy's like, "As you put me in a bad spot." He goes, I know you need to take these guys out, but we got to take them out at WrestlePalooza. So you got to find another partner tonight.
We had
Penta and Kofi Kingston, where Grayson tried to attack. Penta took him out. Kofi tried to cradle. Penta kicked out. Springboard Mexican Destroyer pinned him. I thought this was good for what we saw. So then Jay meets with Jimmy again. And Jay says, LA is going to ask you to be the partner tonight, and you've got to say no. And Jimmy says, I've got to say no? And Jay says, we've got these guys at WrestlePalooza. Nothing else matters. It's all family. And Jimmy said, well, you know what? I did already talk to him, and I did already tell him no. But I'm not taking orders from you. I'm not one of your kids. And Jay says, well, I don't mean it like that. And Jimmy said, last time I checked, there's no Ula Fala around your neck.
Ooh.
And he storms off, and Jay's gotten to.
Loved this segment.
So then he leaves, and Jimmy goes up to L.A., and he goes, hey, you still looking for a partner? And L.A. says, I don't want to put you in a bad position. Jimmy says, don't worry about it, I'm in. So he's mad. These were great segments.
Yes, good storytelling on all three of them. I loved it.
Then we had the Seth, Becky, CM Punk, and AJ segment, and I actually thought this was quite great. It was very long because they know this is the hottest thing in the company right now, and they're trying to get as much TV time as humanly possible. So it starts out with Seth doing a long monologue, then he introduces Becky, then AJ and Punk come out, and essentially the fans are chanting AJ's husband. He's using her music. He points out, I got no problem using her music, but you guys, you know, you both have huge egos. Are you going to be able to get along? And then,
but correct me if I'm wrong, they come out to Becky's music.
No, they each got an entrance.
Did they?
Yeah, they each got an entrance. So Seth then says, you want to talk about egos? He says, you're the most selfish person I've ever met. The fans are just going crazy for this guy. They're chanting things I can't say here on the radio. And also chanting, no one likes you. So AJ then takes the mic, and she basically says, this is all your mistake. I wouldn't have been here except for Becky. And Becky cuts a promo on her neck saying, I read your book and your neck's all screwed up. What's going to happen this weekend? And AJ essentially said, yeah, my neck is bad. I don't know what's going to happen because I'm a loose cannon. essentially. And she says, you guys can't plan for something that you can't predict. And so they keep going back and forth. And then finally Seth says, you know, AJ, this CM Punk's known for one thing, and that's leaving when things get tough. So what's going to happen this weekend if things get tough in that match? And he leaves you again, or he leaves you. And so she gets upset and she slaps him across the face. And Seth then says, you know, I never put my hands on a lady, but thankfully I have somebody who will, which is the same thing that Punk said when he introduced AJ. And he's waiting for Becky, and Becky's looking around like, who you got? And Seth says, it's you, go get her. And Becky's like, I'm not going to go get her. Like, this is your thing. And Seth's like, what are you talking about? This whole thing is your fault. She goes, my fault. And so she starts walking out, and Seth's telling her to get back in the ring. And so this is so well done, because I thought, like, they were actually having a problem. Not like a shoot problem, but in storyline. But it was a ruse. Punk goes after Seth. Seth runs for his life. Becky races back in and hits AJ with the manhandle slam. Punk goes in. Becky slaps him twice, leaves. Punk's furious. I thought this segment was awesome. Seth and Becky cackling, and they're so annoying. An incredible heel duo.
You overlooked the best part of this segment.
Impossible.
At the beginning, when Punk was putting over AJ, and he went to the ropes and tried to do the gimmick that she does, sitting in the ropes, couldn't figure it out, and then just stopped. It was tremendous. Go back and look.
I watched the video where he did that handstand. I think Farouk used to do it, Ron Simmons.
Yep.
And like a lot of guys have done it. And Punk did it on SmackDown, and he just bashed his back on the apron.
Yeah, his hand missed the apron and
almost
didn't post.
Killed himself.
But yeah, watch him try to do the sit in the ropes with his legs crossed gimmick that AJ does. It's tremendous.
Well, the point I was going to make was that he nearly kills himself on this, and like everyone's making fun of him. And then, you know, somebody else, they were like, you know, he does that in every match. And he did it when they were in wherever I was there, and he hit his back on the apron there. And so, like, apparently he's going to kill himself doing this thing, because the way you really do it, you're supposed to kind of cartwheel over. But he does like a vault over, and he hits his back every time. So can someone get Ron Simmons to show him? It's just a little twist, and he'll be fine.
The Rockers used to do it.
Yeah.
Well before Farouk.
We had El Grande and Dragon Lee. This was like three amigos. Amigos, amigos, amigos. There's about 50 El Grandes.
None of them are American.
They all screw Dragon Lee. He gets submitted. And we got a six-man coming here. Then we had Steph and Kyrie, which I thought was a good match. And Stephanie ended up getting the win with her new finish, which is like her old finish, but way better. It's like a vertical underhook into a lung blower. And then Oscar runs down, and they're going to go after... She's going to go after Stephanie when Io runs down, gets in the ring. Io and Asuka get into a huge argument, which leads to a segment backstage where Io tells Asuka, I need to be able to do this by myself, and Asuka says, fine. So I think it's clear this weekend Stephanie's winning the title when Asuka screws it up for old Io, and then we have the breakup, and Io and Asuka can feud. All right, we'll come back for the main event after the break. Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the main event of the show was a tag match, Braun and Braun versus Jimmy in LA. And there was like, they basically, Braun wiped out LA. And Jimmy went up top. Bronson grabbed him, hit him with the DVD, and pinned him. So they actually pinned Jimmy leading into the tag match this weekend. And the story is that, you know, Jay told Jimmy not to do the match, and Jimmy did it. So afterwards, they did the angle where the heels go after him. Jay runs down with a chair to make the save. He's helping up Jimmy, and LA gets in the ring with a chair, but he gets caught by Jay. So Jay and LA have a long stare down, and Jay offers the hand, and LA thinks about it for a long time, and finally he begrudgingly shakes the hand, and they do kind of that hug. But then as soon as Jay turns around, LA grabs him, hits him with the BFT, leaves him laying. So I don't know if they're going to do like LA and Jay with Jimmy as a special referee. You know, he's got to make a choice or call it down the middle or whatever, but something's clearly going on here. And the thing is that, like, LA and Jay are both so over right now. I'm not sure turning one of them is the right idea or if they're even going to do that. But there's definitely a feud going here between two very over baby faces, both of which are acting very heelish. So it's interesting, at least. There you go. All right, we're going to wrap it up for today. We'll be back later on tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show, Mid-South Wrestling, Granny, and more. Always a fun time. Craig and Sean will be there as well. And that's that. So check it out, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with Filthy Tom. Lots of stuff. New Observer Radio for subscribers yesterday. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.